What does it feel like to be elected as one of the youngest Deputy Lord Mayors of Sydney?
Oh, well, obviously it's a huge honour and it's a bit exciting. But I think, I mean, beyond the sort of the titles and things like that, that's not really that important to me. It's more about having the opportunity and just a little bit more time to focus on getting stuck into some really good work. So everything's a sort of a little bit, you know, buzzy at the moment, but I'm like, yes, now it means we can just really get stuck into some good work.
Can you tell us any issues that you plan to push over the next year in the role?
I don't think it's about pushing one single issue. I think what I've seen over the past year and what people have told me over the past year is that they're feeling like quite pressured in a whole range of ways, and particularly young people in the city are feeling under enormous amounts of pressure and stress, like whether it's housing affordability or the way that employment is changing or the lack of opportunities or, you know, the lack of places to go out too late at night. There seems to be a real disconnect between what people want at a local level and, you know, how they feel as though they're being treated by things that are seemingly out of their control. So really, I think I'm going to take the next 12 months to kind of reconnect and see if we can alleviate some of those pressures and do what I can to try and connect or reconnect the community and young people back to the city.
Absolutely. As an environmentalist, do you have a vision for how Sydney you would like to see evolve as a city?
Yeah, of course. When you break it down, like everyone's an environmentalist. Like, I wouldn't call myself an environmentalist as opposed to, you know, anything else. But I think what we all really appreciate is clean air, plenty of shade, places that are nice to sit in. You know, something that is going to be really exciting is to see how we begin dealing with our waterways. I know that there's sort of this movement towards waterway restoration and reparations, and the idea that, you know, something like the Parramatta River might be swimmable again is something that's quite exciting. So, yeah, I think it's about appreciating that people living in the city are part of an ecosystem, and when there aren't trees and when the air is clogged up and fumy and gross and there's litter everywhere and there's like sewage discharge in the beach, that nobody likes that. So it's about, yeah, it's sort of looking at those things as part of the broader ecology of the city.
Do you think you can keep a cohesive relationship between the independent councillors and the party councillors?
I don't see why not. I think on a lot of things we really agree. And if you look back over what council have done, there are a lot of things that unanimous support from everybody on council. We're particularly looking forward to working with the more progressive members of council, like on things like housing affordability and, you know, some of the sustainability issues and issues surrounding equity. So where we can find common ground, I think it's really important to work together. And where we disagree, then we disagree also.
And how do you feel working under Clover Moore as a mayor? Do you think you guys will have a good working relationship moving into the future?
Oh, yeah, of course. I think being part of, what makes this role really special is that it's about working as part of a team. And Clover has set such an amazing example over so many years and has been really brave in not only having an incredibly ambitious city vision for the city, but then also the courage to follow through with that. So I became involved with the city because there was a real alignment with values, and everybody on our team, I think, certainly share those values, and we have differences of opinion, obviously, but we work together to do the best we can to represent the people of the city and make good things happen in the city. So I expect that it'll be a great working relationship with everybody on the team, and, you know, I think I'm in a great position to just learn a lot.
Thank you so much, Deputy Lord Mayor Miller, for joining me this afternoon. Are there any final words you'd like to say to your new constituents?
I think it's a really great, like, it's a really good chance, I think, to get involved. There's this sort of belief sometimes that what you do doesn't matter and that it's all too big and all too overwhelming. But I think it's worth reminding ourselves that if you really want to get involved and if you want to play a role in influencing how the city should be, then you can. And it's like, just call our office or send an email or write something on Facebook or Twitter us or something. I'm really, really interested to know how particularly younger people who feel like they increasingly feel like that they're being alienated from the city would like to play a role in imagining and making it what it can be in the future. So, yeah, take the opportunity to, you know, you've got, like, yeah, take the opportunity to use us. That's what we're here for.